Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Yes, her name is Latanya Hilson.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, Latanya, she's going to take care of you from here. Good luck to
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hello, is this Latanya?
Yes.
Hi, Latanya. My name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit today?
You said participate?
Yes. Were you looking to participate?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, before we go ahead and do that, I just want to confirm, are you currently a resident of the US?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I have your first name here as Latanya. That's Latonya. Last name Hilson. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the best phone number for you is going to be 224-399-6789.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We can go ahead and get started. And have you already found an attorney to assist you, or would this be the first time you're looking into it?
This would be the first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with any other law firm, is that correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and did you use hair relaxers or hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and after using hair relaxers, were you ever diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
I'm really sorry to hear that. When was it that you were diagnosed? Do you have the exact month, date, and year?
Was July 2nd, 2023.
July 2nd of 2023, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and just check the date. That would be fourth. Okay, perfect. So July 2nd of 2023, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And who had diagnosed you? Do you recall the doctor's name?
Dr. Peller, Timmy Peller.
Okay. And out of what city did they treat you?
Evanston.
Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, and that would be 1000 Central Street, right?
You said 1000 Central Street?
Yes, is that her address?
No, it was 2350 Ridge Avenue, Evanston.
Okay. Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, got it. And Illinois, that would be 2 years. Okay. I got it. And did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I used to use it like twice in like every 3 months.
Every 3 months. Okay, got it. Every 3 months. So that would be 4 times a year. Does that sound about right?
It's 12 months in a year.
Right. And so, okay, so you use it once every 3 months. Is that what you said?
Twice.
Twice
Yeah.
every month?
In like 3 months.
Okay, so you use it twice every 3 months. Okay, so
Yes.
that would be 6 times a year.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and what's your date of birth?
Oh 8 04 92.
Okay, so I have August 4th of 1992. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Email.
Thank you so much. And your full social whenever you're ready.
My full social?
That's correct. That's going to be what we need in order to pull your medical records. Or if you're more comfortable, I could just take the last four. I can ask for an exception, but I do need the last four.
Okay, 7703.
7703. Okay, perfect. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, and besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that had also used hair relaxer and was also affected similar to you? Or not
well,
to your
I've been
knowledge?
On my own.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've been on my
own. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said I've been on my own, so I haven't really been in contact.
Okay, no worries. Was it primarily the state of Illinois that you were using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay. And when would you say that you started using it? Do you have an exact timeline of when you started to when you stopped?
I started back in 2013, so it's been like 13 years.
Okay. Got it. So in 2013, did you just want me to go ahead and put January 1st as an estimation of when you started?
Okay.
Okay. And when did you stop using it?
2023.
And when did you want me to state that you stopped using it? Do you remember the month?
Hold on one second. I'm sorry. I'm at
That's
work
okay.
And they trying to get.
That's okay. Take your time.
You said, do I have an exact date?
Yeah, if you just want to estimate when it was that you stopped using it. Like, did you want to put July when you were diagnosed, maybe June?
It was like a month or two before that.
Okay, so May. Did you want me to go ahead and put May 1st?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, so I'll go ahead and put then that you started using it January 1st of 2013, and then you stopped using it May 1st of 2023. Is that right?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, got it. Okay, so that means you used it for consecutively 10 whole years. Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you use hair relaxer in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Okay. Got it. And when you bought it at home, do you remember where you bought the hair relaxer from? Like a Walgreens, a CVS, a beauty supply store?
I used to go to a particular store, like the Hair Depot.
Hair Depot Plus. And when you had it done in a salon, do you happen to remember the main salon that you were going to?
No, I would just give them because I liked that one and how it did it, so I would just tell them to use the African Pride.
Okay, African Pride was the one that you used. Okay. So you wouldn't happen to remember the salon. Was it in Evanston, the salon that you were going to?
Actually it was like they was doing it for me. So you can call it a salon, but it was like home based.
Okay. That's okay. Again, I just need to know the city. I don't need to know the name of the salon. Hello?
Yes, I was in Evanston.
Evanston, okay, got it. Thank you. Okay, and you said that you had been using African Fry. That was the main one that you were using, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
It happened, and you said that did it happen 2 or more years before?
After you started using it. So in your case, did you use it for at least a year, and then the cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you started using it?
Well, I started using it in 2023, so it would have to be more because I got diagnosed in 2013. I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
And I got diagnosed in 2023, so it was more than the 2 years.
Gotcha. So the answer to that question would be yes. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and after you were diagnosed, what type of treatments did you receive? Chemotherapy, radiation? Did you have to have a hysterectomy?
Yes, both of the chemotherapy, the hysterectomy, and then after that, they prescribed me pain medication.
Okay. And pain medication. Okay, and when did your treatment start? Do you happen to recall an exact month, date, and year that you started it? Like, how soon after you were diagnosed did you begin treatment?
The treatment started, let's see, that was the 12th of that month that I was diagnosed.
Oh, wow. Okay, so just a few days after. So I'm going to go ahead and put July the 12th of 2023. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
got it. And was that also by your same doctor, or did you get treated by a different doctor?
The same one.
The same doctor. Okay, doctor. Okay. Let me go ahead and put in her info again. Okay. And I know you're at work, so we're almost done here. Let's go ahead. And I'm just going to put in your information here, Latanya. And do you go by a middle name or middle initial, or is it just Latanya Hilson?
L.
L. Okay, got it. And that's going to be L as in Larry, is that correct?
L is in Latrice.
Latrice. Okay, got it. Okay. And I'm just going to get that last four social again. You said that was 7703, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I already have an email here for you, which is hlatrice4 at gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what's going to be your home address?
38455 North Sheridan Road, Beach Park, Illinois. That's not my home. I just use that because I don't have the address to
Yeah,
use.
no, of course, that's okay. And is that like a house and an apartment? Do you have a unit number?
753.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and read that back to you. So I have 38455 North Sheridan Road, 753 Beach Park, Illinois, 60087. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and at your doctor's office, they are going to have the medical records showing the diagnosis there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And last thing here, I know that you are on your own, but is there anyone, any other phone number besides this one that we're speaking on that we can put as an emergency, just in case that this, for some reason, this number gets disconnected? We're not able to share any information about your case with them. It's purely just to get in contact with you.
This is the only one that I have for now.
Okay, and there's no one else that you are aware of that would be able to be put as an emergency contact, is that correct?
At the moment, no.
Okay, no worries. If there's no one, then we'll go ahead and put that in there. Okay. And if I know that you're at work, but are you going to be in a position where you can temporarily, just for a couple minutes, put me on the speakerphone?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and do that now. What I'm doing is I'm preparing the consent forms so that you can get them signed. And typically I have you on speaker so that you can, look at your phone while we're still speaking.
Okay.
Okay, so let me go ahead and prepare it now. And let's confirm. You are confirming that you are Latanya L. Hilson. And you reside, the address as 38455 North Sheridan Road. Beach Park, Illinois, 60087. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And I have a date of birth here as August the 4th, 1992. Last four, 7703. Is that right? Okay. Perfect. Okay. Just bear with me one moment while I'm going to take a look at the address. Okay, and then for the address, the apartment number or unit number is 753. Is that also correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm gonna go ahead and send this over. You should see a text message notification pop up. Just go ahead and click on it when you see it.
Okay, I get it.
perfect. Let's go ahead and click on it. And if you haven't gone through this process before, I can walk you through it. But basically, just click on the link and it'll take you to where you need to be so you can view the consent forms.
Okay. And I'll just hit continue.
Yes, go ahead and click continue. You should click on the box that says I agree to sign. Click continue. And then at the top, it should say start to begin.
Okay.
Perfect. And once you see that, you should see a yellow box with a downward facing arrow. Go ahead and click on that. You can draw your signature to the best of your ability or click select style. They'll make one for you. That's up to you.
Okay.
And once you're happy with that, bottom left, click where it says adopt and sign. Once you click adopt and sign, there's going to be another one of those yellow boxes with the arrows. Just go ahead and click on that. And then at the very bottom, it should say finish.
Okay. And just hit finish.
Yep. And once you click finish, I'll get it on my side.
Okay.
Perfect. I got it. So I know there's a continue button there. You don't have to click on it because it's just asking you to create an account, which we don't need you to do at all. Automatically, this is going to be in your email, so you can always reference back to. So that's basically it. At this point, someone from the law firm is going to be contacting you to make an introductory phone call between now and the next 4 days. So just be on the lookout for that. Once they get started, all they'll do is just start pulling your medical records so that they can start working on your case. And in a moment here, I'm going to be texting you with my direct number. So in case you ever have questions, just feel free to reach out to me, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time again. I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I do hope you have a great rest of your day, okay? And thank you so much for speaking to me on your at work.
You too.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.